That was the Mexican Dance for Marimba number 2 by Gordon Stout with Evelyn Glennie on the marimba. And today is often referred to as Eclectic Thursday, and it's only fitting that we have this trailblazing Montreal duo that plays everything from Bach to Radiohead. They are so exciting. They present a wide spectrum of musical styles from rock, gypsy jazz, baroque, tango. It is my pleasure to welcome this duo, a duo that literally sounds like an orchestra, the Canadian marimba player Cristina Marcu and the Argentinian cellist Juan Sebastian Delgado. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hello.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Just great to have you. Now, we are so excited because you're coming to Collingwood this summer. That is where I'm based. That's where our music festival is. And that is coming up 2 shows, July 7th, Sunday, July 7th. That morning, you have a special show for youth, for families, a free event about the musical adventures of the cat Bavela. And that will be followed by a more formal evening show, where you really showcase all your abilities in refreshing, unexpected ways. So let's start a little bit from the roots here. When did your duo come together and start making all this music magic?
Yeah, so we met with Cristina. We were studying both during our master's degree at McGill. It's already a long time ago, it feels like. And then Cristina went to France for her studies. And then a few years back, around 2018, we started playing. The reality is that the repertoire for cello and marimba, or the original repertoire, is very limited. There are a few pieces. There's one beautiful piece by Osvaldo Golijov, composer from Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
That we have played a lot of wonderful pieces,
right.
But that's basically it. There are a couple of not that good pieces, you know, written by percussionists.
Yeah.
And every time we would play that piece, people would react so positively. So we said, why not, you know, exploring this route and this, you know, this repertoire to see what exists, you know, what is out there.
So who's responsible for making the arrangements, the new arrangements? Is that you or that both of you kind of improvise and come up with these arrangements?
Exactly. That is the reason why we started arranging. So we both were, you know, we sort of, you know, explore. We both, you know, improvise. We also commissioned. We started commissioning last few years a lot of music. So to build a body of new repertoire for cello and marimba has been wonderful because we sort of now mix up in the programs, you know, new works written for us and original arrangements, you know, by ourselves.
Wonderful. Now, you had a big success during the pandemic at hashtag Canada Performs. They're a live virtual series. You had over 100,000 views in less than 24 hours. What did you play?
I actually didn't even know we had that many views. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So 2019 was actually like the beginning of Sick and Bow. So we had played our first album, recorded our first album. And I think for the Canada Performs, we played most of that repertoire, which for us was really like a milestone to understand what is possible with our instruments. So that's why we really, in that album, went from Baroque to pop today, just to really be able to see for the audience, but for us also, okay, this is where we can present, this is where we can play, this is the music that works. A lot of it didn't work when we first started, and that's most of the repertoire that we played at that performance.
And you also commission works from daring yet accessible Canadian composers. Was there Canadian music also performed there, or when did that enter your repertoire?
So yes, there was a Canadian work on that program. It's a beautiful, beautiful work called Folk Suite by a Canadian composer called Jason Noble. He's now based in New Brunswick in Moncton, but he was in Montreal. He's a really good friend of ours. And it's actually a journey. It's an 8-minute piece in 7 miniatures, and it's all folk from Newfoundland inspired.
Oh, how nice.
It's such a beautiful work. And he really manages to get that folk in a natural way for our instruments, which is so surprising.
Terrific. Well, okay, let's go to Collingwood now and go into this first show you will be doing on Sunday, July 7th in the morning, 10 a.m. It's about the musical adventures of the cat, Bavela. We love cats on our show. We have many furry friends listening along. They're beautiful. They're playful. They have those 9 distinct lives. Tell us a little bit about why youth, children, families should attend this event. I noticed, I did listen to the trailer, and I noticed, Cristina, that you do a lot of the narration there. So tell us a little bit about it.
So it was a commission from the Salle Bourget, the Museum of Fine Arts in Montreal. And it was supposed to be a simple show about Halloween. But then COVID hit. So we had time. So we decided to do a not simple show at all, a quite complex show, but where we also wanted to showcase for the kids a lot of music. That's something that for us is super important, that kids show can still, they can hear contemporary music, they can hear Baroque music, and we really wanted that wide spectrum.
Mm. So it's educational and playful at the same time for music lovers, young and old alike.
Exactly.
Good.
So thanks to the lives of Bavela, we can travel through all of these different countries, all of these musical cultures. And it's on the Day of the Dead, because we preferred using the Day of the Dead as the basics for writing a show, because it's with images, like a film. So I play Bavela, and Juan Sebastian plays all the other cats. So in the trailer, you don't see it, but he does like 7 or 8 different cats from different countries.
Okay, we'll look out for that. And Juan, let's go to you now. Tell us about the evening show called All the Madmen.
Absolutely. So All the Madmen is actually the name of a song less known from David Bowie. It's a song he recorded in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
This was also an idea that came when we were invited to perform during COVID at a known festival in Montreal called Classical Festival, and it was a virtual show. But it sort of, you know, it started there, and it sort of grew out of that experience. So we're, for instance, we're playing music by David Bowie, which we appreciate and we like, play music by Beethoven. So we chose certain composers that have marked history in different ways, right? That they were visionary in their own time, that they contribute to the world, not only the music history, but to the world in new ways.
Fascinating.
You know, we're fascinated by these characters, and we wanted to, you know, arrange some of this music. We're also going to be including some of the new compositions in this show. So that's going to be quite exciting.
Good. We look forward to that. And I have to say, I was absolutely captivated as artistic director of the festival as to how much expression the cello with the marimba is able to generate on stage. The energy, the passion that you bring into these works. I mean, the cello already being such a dynamic, expressive instrument, and the marimba together. You have the entire world covered in, you know, the entire orchestral world. You have so many rhythmic possibilities, harmonic possibilities, melodic possibilities. It is really captivating. And now I understand why they call you trailblazing with the repertoire you do. So we look forward to hosting you. Good luck. This is coming up Sunday, July 7th in the morning. Nice, fun, free show for families, youth. Everyone is welcome, of course. And that's followed by an evening show. Same date, July 7th, also in Collingwood. Get your tickets at collingwoodfestival.com, collingwoodfestival.com, or call the box office 705-416-1317. That's 705-416-1317. Any closing thoughts? Stick and Bow, the duo. Christina, Juan Sebastian, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
I was there playing last year. You might know, I was playing with Collective Neuf, which are a very close friend of us from Montreal.
That's right.
And I loved it there. It was a beautiful experience, and people were super
excited.
Welcoming. So we're very excited to go and share now with Stick and Bow what we do with all of you. So I have a beautiful memory from Collingwood.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I just made that connection. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, we loved that show, Collective Neuf, last year. Great. Okay, well, all the best to you. Safe travels, and all the best on your upcoming projects and recording projects and everything else you have in your busy lives. See you in Collingwood.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye.
And now, a little cat-themed work, Cats May Safely Graze by Garrison Keillor.